This is Colorful Radio.
Sarah Lister from Colorful Radio. I'm at the Mayor Citizenship Ceremony. Amazing, incredible. And I'm here with Debbie Weeks Bernard. She's the Deputy Mayor and for Social Integration. I'll let you say welcome to Colorful Radio.
I'm the Deputy Mayor for Social Integration, Social Mobility and Community Engagement. A bit of a mouthful, a nice long title. But yes, thank you.
But it covers a lot.
It does, indeed. The brief that I have is really important. It's about making sure that we celebrate our diversity, the multicultural nature of our city, but also welcome and champion all of those who've come from all over the world to settle here in our city.
Which obviously goes straight into what about today's about.
Yes.
We have seen many nationalities represented here today. People have put effort to be citizens of this country, but more Londoners.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that?
We are so excited about this event. It was one of the largest citizenship ceremonies that we've ever held in London. We had 52 individuals who had worked really hard to get to this point. And what we really wanted our ceremony to do was to champion the hard work and the contribution that they'd put in, but also to demonstrate to them and to the rest of London how much we value citizenship in this city and how much we value the contribution that all of these individuals have made.
Amazing. Talking about contribution, one of the things that the mayor has emphasized is the communityness of London and how people can participate. Are there things that London puts on that people can get involved? There are people who might be shy to go and ask. Is there a way that you support them?
We support a range of things which are about celebrating and bringing people from different backgrounds together. We do a range of really important and interesting projects which talk about and demonstrate how important social integration is in that endeavour. We run projects which enable families to come together and share their common values around being parents, for example. We run projects in which we celebrate the really cohesive element of sport and how being a sport fan or a participant in sport is a really easy way to bring people from very different backgrounds together just in their love of a particular sport that they enjoy participating in. And we also run a variety of really important volunteering and social action programs. One of the things that we're hoping that we can do with this event today is to encourage all of those who've gone through this important journey to think about how they can continue to contribute to their local communities, because we think that volunteering is a really important way, not just of bringing people together, but also enabling people to develop skills, engage in their communities in a variety of different ways, tackle isolation, and just help people from very different backgrounds, regardless of ethnicity or socioeconomic background, to make a contribution to the city which they now call home.
Excellent. One last question, and it's a message for Londoners who haven't really quite plucked up the courage because they think it must be too hard to go through the process. What message do you have for them?
It's a really important process. We would definitely encourage you to stick at it. We know that at the moment we are in an environment which can often feel a little bit hostile if we think about some of the national messages which exist around migration. But one of the things that we really champion in London and at the GLA is the message that London is always open, London is always welcoming. If you decide to do this important endeavour, you will be completely supported. And if you do go through it, we will champion and celebrate with you to mark the incredible contribution that you've made.
Thank you so much, Debbie. The message is London is open.